a plan to restructure and reorganize the agencies under the State Council went through the last NPC session. Some take the view that the plan is more than one to abolish, merge, or reorganize several agencies, and the move should be regarded as the most important reform Beijing has carried out since the end of the 18th National Congress of the Communist Party of China. They believe it is the prelude to a new round of reforms and evidence that China's new leadership, headed by CN Li, is determined to realize the China dream in the spirit of reform and innovation. It remains to be seen whether it is possible to end problems affecting China's development by reforming the administrative structure. As for the reform of the political structure, even Wen Jiabao, who always bears it in mind, made no mention of it at the NPC or CPPCC session. There is reason to believe things on the mainland are such that the utmost Beijing can do in its attempt to reform the political structure is to reform the administrative structure. Even so, we hope CN Li will persevere in putting systems in place and make sure that they will outlive their careers, that their successors cannot choose but follow them. Beijing should strive to savor less of rule by man, set up good systems, and strictly uphold the rule of law. Only then will the China dream achieved under the Xi Li leadership in the next decade be of greater real significance than allowing the Chinese people to hold their heads high. Thank you for listening to Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Frieda Kwok, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.